Chapter 6. Outcast. The more White Fang learned about man-animals, the more he respected them. When they walked, he got out of their way. When they called his name, he went to them. When they were angry, he hid. He belonged to them as the dogs belonged to them. They were gods, and he was in their power. But the bully Lip-Lip made his life miserable. Older and stronger, the puppy had chosen White Fang as his victim. He was never happier than when he was tormenting the newcomer. White Fang would have loved to join in with the other puppies, playing and running together, but as soon as White Fang appeared, Lip-Lip would attack him and drive him away. After some months, Grey Beaver decided that Keisha would not run away, and he set her free. White Fang was thrilled. As long as he stayed by her side, Lip-Lip wouldn't dare come near. One morning soon after this, White Fang saw the man-animal. Three eagles, loading a canoe. All of a sudden, his mother was taken aboard too. White Fang rushed after her, but the canoe sped off. Wild with panic, the cub jumped into the water and swam after it. Grey Beaver called him back, but he was so scared of losing his mother, he didn't take any notice. Then Grey Beaver jumped into another canoe and set off after him. When he caught the cub, he gave him a terrible beating. White Fang cried and cried with pain. That night, he thought of his mother and howled so loudly that he woke Grey Beaver. The man animal came over and beat him again. White Fang learned then that men could be very cruel, and he wanted to run away. But the memory of his mother held him back. He would stay and wait for her, however long it took. Now White Fang's mother could no longer protect him. Lip-Lip bullied him all the time. Soon White Fang began to grow more savage and cunning. If there was trouble in the camp, whether it was fighting among the dogs, squabbling among the man-animals, or a piece of stolen meat, White Fang usually got the blame. The other dogs knew that he was different. They sensed a wildness in him that they did not have themselves. It was a hard time for White Fang. The tooth of every dog was against him, and he was always ready for an attack. But White Fang had the spirit of his mother and his father, the battle-scarred one eye. However often he was beaten by Lip-Lip, nothing could crush this.